today. The two men skulked silently through the filthy streets like starving rats, skin deathly pale, eyes blinking wide, both of them looking from side to side in constant, never-ending fear of attack. They ran frantically through the collapsed ruins at the edge of the town, arms overloaded with the food they'd unexpectedly managed to scavenge, fear and adrenaline driving them on, temporarily masking their physical pain. Their bodies were wrecked, exhausted and underfed. It was the first time either of them had been out in the open in more than 2 weeks, but weak as they were, as the physically strongest members of the last remaining group of Unchanged in the area, this was something Fisher and Winston had had no choice but to do. Including the straggler who'd found them a few days back, there were only 13 of them left now. They both knew that none of them would last much longer if they didn't have food. Fisher froze.
Up ahead, top of the road, 200 yards.
Winston grabbed his arm and pulled him back against the wall of the nearest building. He watched the hater in the distance. Was it alone or part of a pack? His eyes were failing, and it was hard to tell anything from here, but it looked like a young boy. Probably one of those feral kids, like the one that had killed his dad last summer. It paused on the dotted white line in the middle of the road, sniffing at the air like a hunting animal trying to catch a scent. Winston forced himself to remain completely motionless and prayed that Fisher would do the same. Even the slightest movement or noise might give them away, and that'd be it. Months of constantly struggling to survive ended in a heartbeat. Maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing, he thought. He watched the figure up ahead as it began to move again.